Channel 2 Right and beginning the visit with Miss Daisy this Friday morning, the 16th of March, 73, with Debbie. Channel 2 Right and beginning the visit with Miss Daisy with Debbie this Friday, the 16th of March, 73. Channel 2 Right and beginning the visit with Miss Daisy with Debbie this Friday, the 16th of March, 73.
Thank you so much for calling. Bye-bye.
Channel 2 Right. And beginning of the visit with Miss Daisy with Debbie this Friday, the 16th of March, 73. Channel 2 Right. And beginning of the visit with Miss Daisy this Friday, the 16th of March, 73.
Yeah. Come right in.
Oh, yes, you bet you've got your juice sticks.
Good morning. Good morning. Just where you left it.
Right where I left it.
Yes.
I asked her where was Mr. Miles. She said, oh, no, so you have to get on him. I said, oh, I don't have to get on him. I ain't Liza and I ain't Bessie.
You just let Liza get on him. Well, she did. She did.
She did. But I didn't. I thought it was a man. He know what he wanted to do. And I think that's the best way to shoot and let him alone.
Don't you think sometimes they have to be told a few things?
Well, it's all right for you to tell your man a few things, but it's all wrong for me to try to tell your man anything. I talk to my man, and you talk to yours.
Miss Liza and Miss Bessie didn't think that.
No. Well, you see, everybody is made different, some way or another. There ain't no two folks made this life. Now, Liza could out-talk Bessie.
Oh.
Bessie wasn't talking when Liza was talking. Bessie listen. You see, Liza talks so loud and fast. Bessie talk low and slow. So Bessie'd have to see Mr. Miles alone. Liza'd see him anyway.
You were telling me about the horse you saw? You were going to ask Miss Miles?
Ma'am?
About the horse you saw? Remember we were talking about you were going to ask her if she knew him?
Yes, and I said I was going to ask her who was he.
Yeah.
That's what you're talking about?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, who is he? This gut rides a horse. on a brown horse, and he's got a tail cut off short, just like that.
I don't know who that is.
You don't know him?
No, I don't know him. Well, what was it Liza used to fuss at Guy about?
Working on Sunday.
Working on Sunday?
Yeah, working on a Sunday.
Oh.
She'd hear that tractor?
Yes. Yes, she'd hear it. First time she wouldn't go on his field, but first time she caught him on the road or to Bess's house or anywhere, well, she'd get on him. I ain't saying nothing to him, but if she was living now, she'd have a bunch of them to see. Of course, it's a hint of them working on Sunday. Drive, tractor, fly, hoe, or do anything, whatever they got to do. As I tell them, it looked like folks don't know one day
from
the other. Now, good morning.
Declare the goodness.
What you done to your finger?
Which finger, Miss Lady? It's just peeling off somehow or other.
No soap?
So I just tied it up so it'll stay together.
So you could take care of it. You're trying to keep it from peeling anymore.
Yeah. You didn't bring me any. You all didn't bring me any of them pretty violets this morning.
I didn't know you wanted them.
Well, you knew I didn't have any.
Well, I know one thing. You ain't never asked for none. You never bothered about picking none.
Well, they are plentiful, aren't they?
They are plentiful.
Oh, man.
It come woman by that other day, and she was looking at her. She said, "Oh, Miss Daisy, well, you get so many violets." I said, "I sought out a few, and the rest, and they grow just like they want." I got a plenty. She said, "I wished I had some in my yard." I said, "Hit the set." She said, "I ain't got time to get them now, but I'm going to get me some." I said, "Whenever you get ready."
But she hadn't come for them yet?
She ain't come for them yet.
Well, let me tell you. You know, Miss Bessie has given Faye a lot of things, and they don't grow over here.
I said they won't.
They don't.
Did you try them?
I can show you where they was.
Miss Bessie said, "I'm not going to give you anything else. I'm going to bring it over and plant it myself."
Yeah.
Yeah. She'll do it.
That's pretty bad.
She gave me, I think, about 2 or 3 trumpet plants. They one of them things died.
Oh, really? Died for you?
Died for me. So she come there one day, she said, "Where's your trumpet?" I said, "Died." I said, "I wasn't going to get nothing." She said, "I'm going to bring you one and set it out." I said, "Well, I sure appreciate it." I said, "They knows you. They don't know me." She brought 2 little plants over there about that. How about that tall?
Oh, just 6 inches tall.
She sawed them things out, and they growed up to the roof of that house. They still there growing.
Yeah.
They bloom every year. She put them there about 2 years ago, and they still growing.
You mean they've got that much growth in them?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, gee whiz.
I cut him, the one was so close to the door, I cut his, oh, about that much. But his done growed back up there. I'm going to cut it off now because it died. The head, the top of it, the cold killed it. But the bone is coming on out. Leaves just as thick. Someone cut that back.
And you don't have to fertilize?
Do nothing. You don't have to do nothing, Tom.
You don't have to scratch around them?
Well, you got to get the weeds away from around.
Oh, do you?
Them, no. Them at the shade of them don't care. It grows some weeds. You got to do something to something.
Oh, I didn't know you had to cultivate an old trumpet vine.
Well, you do to my place.
Well, right, there's one right there across the road at my post. Goes up that little tree. Used to be. Is that gone?
Mm-hmm.
He's talking about the wild trumpet vine that grows with the red trumpets on it.
We're talking about something else.
Yeah, this is a trumpet. That big white one.
Oh, that big white one?
Uh-huh.
Oh, that is something, ain't it?
Ain't it pretty?
Oh, it is. And it comes along so early, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm. If the cold hadn't killed it, top. Oh, man, I guess it would be blooming now.
Yeah.
But it's got to grow something green for the bloom to come out of it. And I ain't cut it back yet.
Oh,
but I'm letting the green limbs come on. And they grow up.
Oh, really?
It's going, if the cold don't kill it,
yeah,
it's going to be full of shit.
Oh, that's something. Miss Bessie's back there. I believe hers is protected where it is.
Yes.
It's right there in the corner. The way the cold wind just never comes, isn't it?
And this morning sun rise on it.
Yeah.
But it wouldn't grow for you.
No, I set out two.
Okay.
And they died. I ring after the live, they might have grown, but they died. So she set me out one, and it got so big, I divided it. Took a piece of it off and set it up to the next to her. It's broke.
Miss Daisy,
mm-hmm.
I didn't know that what they got planted in that field over there that belongs to Lloyd.
The field belonged to Lloyd.
Yes.
The squash belonged to Freddie.
Oh, Freddie put squash over there?
That's right.
They coming on?
They coming on.
And have they started working them?
Yes, they work it. They're working them now.
Oh.
They's trying to get them hold. Whew. That's what y'all. You know, there's so much of this old. Some call it maiden grass, and some call it Johnson grass, which is the right name.
I call it Johnson.
Yeah, that's what I call it, Johnson.
Because ain't nothing as bad.
Ooh, that stuff is terrible. But they's trying to get it down before it gets up too big. They got a job. Chop a little bit and pick that stuff out. And they've all got that field clean.
Oh, really?
Yeah. The end next to my house, it's clean. I looked out there and I said, "You looks nice now." But he did not come a shower or rain.
It'll come right back.
Back. And it grows so fast.
That fast. Just rain, and that fast it comes back.
That, yes, ma'am.
Well, I didn't know, Miss Daisy, I didn't know anybody would take that much pains with the hoeing now.
If you want your money, you got to do it like the man said. And he said, get the grass out.
Yeah.
He paying you to do that. So you have to get it.
Well, that's the way it used to be.
Yeah. But they is this lowest hoe hands. All of them. And they work right together, right side and side, just like that. They don't get far apart.
No.
I think each one must help the other one. I don't know. As I look out there and I say, I used to do that.
Yeah.
But I couldn't do it no more.
But Miss Daisy, you did it a little different from them, you said.
Different from the way they do it.
That's right.
And then where I was working, it wasn't but a very little of that stuff.
No.
You know, did you know Mr. Leroy's father? Old man Richardson.
Old man P.K.
P.K. You know, he had his own hole. And wherever he see that stuff, he dug it up.
Yeah.
If it wasn't too far, and he'd fix it, had a good place, he'd build him a fire.
Yeah.
And burn that stuff.
Yeah.
He'd have him a little fire. He'd dig it up and let it dry.
Yeah.
Then he'd rake it up and put it in the fire. So it ain't much of that stuff way back over there.
No.
But these workers, did they work and stop a little bit, you said?
Yes. It stops too much for me. Oh, I get so lazy. I told Dots one day, I said, well, that field is holding them face. Dots said, what's the way? It wouldn't hold them so long. Said, they have to suckle the hole too much. She said, I couldn't work with them. I said, well, I could. I said, because I could go on and leave them there and listen to hope.
Yeah, but when you was hoeing so much, Miss Daisy, you never went off ahead of the rest of them.
No, sir. Now, when we hoed, when we was working together, all us worked. Our hoes didn't get so hungry.
Yeah.
Kept them busy.
Yeah. Yeah. And you didn't stay in the same field so long.
Sir?
You didn't stay in that same field very long.
No, sir.
Who was hoeing over there, Mr.?
Hmm?
Who was doing the hoeing?
I don't know.
You don't know him?
Don't know who.
You don't know who's doing the hoeing?
Yeah, I know all of them. It's George's wife and his sister and Odessa and her children. Some of her children. Joe Taylor. I see Dr. Kemp out there a few minutes the other day.
Just a few minutes?
But you know he wouldn't hold where that bad grass was. He hold where it wasn't none of that stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And I thought that was funny. But that's his way, and they allow him to do it.
Oh, did they?
Uh-huh. He was out there with them. And he wasn't going there. He grew up where it was clean. But it wasn't on that stuff.
Well, that's more like
when he got that all, got all them ends, oh, he left. Yeah, I ain't seen him no more.
That was enough for him.
I wondered how he do that.
Yeah.
How they pay him like that. And Daisy, it ain't none of your business whether he got paid or not. But I just, I.
Now, what tailor was that?
Joe. You know Joe Taylor, don't you?
I'm trying to think.
Well, if you go to the store much, you know it. Cause that's where he does his trading. He lived down there below T.C.
Oh. Oh, does he?
Mm-hmm.
Well, why don't I know him?
You know who?
Joe Taylor.
He lived down there. That was Preacher Taylor's brother.
Oh, his brother.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah.
Preacher Taylor's brother.
And he's hoeing pretty good?
Oh, yes. He got clean where he go.
Is he?
He can't be just a regular hand, I don't think anybody trust him. Just they put him out there with them women sometimes. Well, now, one of them women, she take good patience with him.
Yeah.
She see he look like he gonna do wrong or gonna hold his stuff wrong. Well, she leave her role and go show him. Yeah, when they show him, he'll do what you tell him to do.
He's not quite right, is he?
No. No. And not many folks won't fool with him. I tell him, somebody got to fool with him. He's willing to work. He's willing to do things if he just knowed how. Oh, well, you help him a little bit, and you go on. He work on till he get tired. He get tired, he says, he's go down, right? Gone.
Gone?
Gone.
Well, well, that's it, you see.
Mm-hmm.
I never run into Joe Taylor.
He's
around the store?
Around the store. Yes, I don't think he works for nobody but Freddie.
Yeah.
And he does work for him sometimes.
Yeah.
Whenever you feel like it or whenever you want to, he'll make a day or two out there. There's something wrong with him, his wife, and all his children. They got two girls. They can't go to school. Cause they got a way of their own, you see. Well, the teacher can't be bothered with them. But they've been saying they was trying to get them in some kind of school of that kind. But they haven't been lucky. They haven't been able to get them in. Yeah. I said, well, I couldn't blame nobody for not taking them. Of course, I wouldn't put with them. I'm too near like they is. I ain't got much sense, and they ain't got that much.
Well, they're getting on up towards growing. They they're getting on up towards grown girls now.
Yeah, they're big girls. And they love to follow the daddy. And I don't know, and I can't find out. But they get their check, and the daddy get his, and the mom get there. Oh. They spend their check like they want to. He don't care. His mom, you don't never see the mom at that house. Huh? She stays there. She don't wait. She don't go nowhere. Church and nowhere else. I asked one of the girls one Sunday. I said, "How's your mother?" And she's all right. I said, "Why don't you bring her to church sometime? She can't leave that house." I said, "She can't. And knowing if she leave there, somebody will break in there and steal what we got. If they want it, they'll break in there and she there. Get it."
Yeah.
She don't have to be gone. But that she just made like that.
Oh, really? She's been that way all...
Ever since I know her. She must be been that way all the time. She was that way when she come here.
Yeah.
Well, the tailors, they don't fool with me.
Oh, they don't?
No, sir. They don't fool with them. Well, they think there's above them. But I tell them it don't take you long to get below them. You have good sense today, but how's it gonna be tomorrow? You don't know.
No.
Plenty of folks had more sense, and they're one of the tailors. But they ain't got none now.
Well, Miss Daisy, as I remember, you had seen a right smart off them tailors.
Oh, yeah.
So you ought to know, kind of.
I know enough about it. I know all I want to know about it.
Yeah.
Every one of them tailors. That's them over there.
Yeah, that's Preacher Taylor.
Preacher Taylor. He was just as mean as he could be. Well, his family had to do like he said do. Whatever he said do, that's what they had to do.
Yeah.
So I don't know how his wife get along. All right, I guess her and that boy, they still with it. That boy stay with her.
Well, I wondered about that. What happened to that boy?
He stay there with his grandma.
And he don't shoot her or use his knife on her?
He ain't shot her yet. Well, now you see, his grandma, that's Willie. Willie is his grandma.
Yeah.
She's supposed to take care of him. But Willie works every day. So she put him off there on her mother.
Yeah.
She had to see it. Well, when Eunice get off from work, she goes right over there and see how is they getting along? How is the mother getting along? What is the boy doing? I told him he's doing what he wants to. But the good part about it, he don't be there in the daytime till late. He go to school.
Oh.
And he come in on the bus. Well, when he get there, it ain't long before some of them grown children is
yeah.
there.
Yeah.
And they'll sure take care of him. She can't do a thing with him. Lou can't do a thing with him.
Oh, no. Well, now, that's what I meant, when I said his grandmother. I meant Lou.
Uh-huh.
That's what I meant.
See, that's his great-grandmother.
That's his great-grandmother. Yes. But she's the one that...
Yeah.
And Preacher Taylor, they're the ones he was going to use the gun on.
Preacher Taylor couldn't do nothing with him.
That's something, ain't it? That must have been something to Preacher Taylor. Well, he didn't try.
That's the truth. They wanted him to do what he wanted to do.
Yes. Well, now that's what surprised you, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. He won't stay with his mom. She can't keep him. Well, it's the way they raised him.
Yeah.
Stay where you wanna.
Yeah.
Do what you please. She hired him, I believe it was last year. She come got him here before last. She wanted him raised up with the other children. She wanted them all to be together. But she said that boy carried on somewhat one day. He just stand out in the road just hollering to the top of his voice.
Yeah.
He didn't want to stay there and he wasn't going to stay. He was going home.
Yeah.
Well, she said he kind of scared her. So she decided she'd bring him on back over here. On the kind of he made take a notion to leave and try to walk back here to his grandma.
Yeah, I think she's right.
And get lost or something. So she brought him on back. Oh, and she don't bother him. She come to see him every week, once or twice a week.
Oh, does she?
Yeah.
From Jacksonville?
No.
Oh.
His mom lives at St. Augustine.
St. Augustine.
Yeah.
Mm, that's right.
Well, that's a good ways.
Oh, he's a rough one.
Well, I just wondered about it, but he goes to school.
Yes, he go to school to Gainesville.
Well, I feel kind of sorry for his... for the school. You reckon he behaves up there? Do you reckon he behaves when he gets to school?
I don't know. I tell you the truth, I don't fool with him much.
Didn't we see him on the road the other day?
Yes, going somewhere. And you know we met his mother right up there.
Oh, did you?
You said she'd take care of his grandmother.
She'll take care of him.
She's the only one.
Who?
The grandmother.
Come out his grandmother.
Yeah, Willie.
Yes, sir. She, I ain't seen her since Sunday. I was going to ask her, what did she do with him?
Now, where did Willie get that, Miss Daisy? Where she could control these children like that, and the rest of them can't.
What? Can't do nothing with the ball?
Well, yes. How'd Willie get so she could control all these people and
well,
the rest?
She don't control him, Mr. Meyer, no longer than she's looking at.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
But why is she looking at him?
My goodness, when she leaves, he do what he please.
Yes, but but at least while she's looking at him.
Nah. All them girls can take him out of St. Eunice and do more with him than Willie.
Oh.
That's Willie. Eunice tell him to do anything. He do it.
Does he?
He don't talk back at Eunice.
He does to Willie?
But he will Willie.
Oh, Willie. Well, I didn't know that. You mean she'll let him talk back to her?
He do it. You know the time when I told you they said he got the gun at his granddad, told him he was going to kill him. So when Willie come, Lou told Willie. So Willie got to talking to him about it, telling she did not hear tell him doing a thing like that anymore. That said he told her, I'll shoot you. More or less him, I'll shoot you. But he didn't just stand there when he told that. She told him, said, well, I'm going to shoot you now. He said, no, he ain't. And she didn't. I know where she ever did get a chance to whoop him for it. Now, I told her, I said, he ought to belong to me. I said, if I'd had him long as y'all had him, he'd have some sense. If he didn't have no sense, his sense would be like mine. Crazy. They ain't gonna never do nothing with that boy. Never. None of them. They do what they can, but they ain't gonna never get him where he belong. I told her, I said, you wait till he go to school. Saying they gonna learn him some sense. I said, some of them scholars will put some on him.
Yeah.
He'll remember.
That's right. That's right.
I said, that's what he
did. Some of them other fellas in school.
That's right.
The teachers won't do it.
The teachers won't do it, but there's somebody there will.
Yeah, that's right.
That's right.
Yeah, I know, I can see that.
He was just a little boy when he got the gun to his granddaddy.
Just a little boy. You know what they say? His granddaddy had no business leaving the gun where he could get it. I said, he knowed he wasn't no man. I said, the gun was in the house. I said, he would feed his wife. He wouldn't have got it no more.
Let me tell you, Miss Daisy, I've been thinking about that ever since we was down at your house the other day.
Mm-hmm.
I've been thinking about that car sitting out there.
That car sitting?
Yeah. Is it still there?
It's in the yard now. They done moved it off the road.
Yeah.
He done got it off the road.
Yeah.
But he ain't got it to no shop yet. But it's not in their way.
Yeah.
He come a man there. I believe it was yesterday morning or the day before.
Day before.
But he didn't say nothing to me. He just walked around the car, and looked at it, looked under it, and everything. But see, when Samuel come from work, well, he moved it and got all that trash out that ditch and put it on a fire out there. So the car's sitting up there now in the edge of the yard.
Yeah.
Up on that bank, you know, by that tree.
Yeah. But the people come before that and they left word for him.
With me?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
What was that, Miss Daisy?
Me?
What was that?
For Samuel to move that car out of that ditch. They give him till the end of this week to move it. So he moved it. He said, if he don't move it, well, he said, state or the county or somebody would move it, but it would cost him money. Said, no, they'll charge him $60 or more to move it. So he moved it. I thought to myself, you ought to come by a long time ago.
That That's been out there a good while.
So he pushed it up on the banks of the road. You see, he don't have no help but his brother, David. But you know, David is stronger than Sammy.
Oh, is he?
Yes, sir.
He's pretty big man, pretty good man now, isn't he?
Who, David?
Yeah.
Yes, sir. He's stronger than Sammy.
He gonna be like his daddy?
He would be a tough old man. He can just go to Samuel and pick him up any way he want and put him up on top of his head and swing him around there as long as he wants. David is devil.
David is a devil.
Yes, ma'am. But he's helpful.
Well, now this car had been out there though a good while, Miss Daisy.
It's been out there since last year, ain't it? It's been out there since Rick left that they married or before they married.
Oh, that's way back in the summer, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm. I think he married in September, I think. But I think that car was there before he married. You see, I don't have nothing to do with it, but it didn't have no business there.
Yeah.
It ought to been up to her house, her home. It's her car, his wife's car.
Oh.
Well, it just broke down when they brought it there. I told him he had no business breaking it down and bringing it there for Samuel to fix it. I said, I'd have told him so. I said, I'd have told her, now you tell your brother, tell your car back to his house, to his home. And if I'd have known he was planning on bringing it, I'd have told her, tell him, don't care to my house.
Yeah.
And not a one of them come to help him with it.
Oh, didn't?
No, sir. Not a one. Got three or four brothers. So, I don't know what kind of. I told Doss one day, he was talking about. I said, Bill, I think her brothers ought to fix it. I said, Samuel didn't have to. I said, Samuel got too many bills to have to pick up their bills and pay them. I said, hospital bill, and other debts, grocery bill. I said, he working sometime, she working none. I said, it's just too much.
Well, I didn't know that, Miss Stacy. He was working down there at that big supermarket for a while, wasn't he?
Mm-hmm. Well, he fooled around, messed around some way or another. You know, he was working at Winn-Dixie.
Yes.
For a long time. But when I knew the thing, he was away from that. Well, I asked him what happened. He said, you know, he used to have a munch. Would come here to see him all the time.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, boys. When Samuel went to work, they didn't have no better sense than to go up there on the job where he was to try to sing.
Oh.
Well, Samuel didn't have sense enough to tell him, now don't come where I'm working.
Yeah.
Wait till I get home. So the Mr. Brown then tell the man fired Samuel. Well, you see, they was already fired. They didn't have no job. Fool around till Samuel didn't have none. So, I don't know what. He went to work somewhere there after so long. So I don't know whether he's there now or not. You know he was sick about 2 weeks.
Yeah.
With the flu. But I don't know where he had any job when he got able to go back. I even don't know where they're going back.
Well, he was steady down there at Winn-Dixie for a long time.
He was. Until he had that no good crew coming there. Talking about, the man ain't going to pay you to keep company on his job.
No.
He's paying you to watch it. Well, you see, if it had been me and they come there fooling around me, there's one thing about it, Mr. Meyer. If you see somebody hanging around, they ain't got no job nowhere. They're just trying to get a chance to steal something.
Yeah. Yeah, they'll pick it up.
That's right. So, I don't know what to do.
Well, you know, that surprised me. I thought Samuel was just established, you might say.
We all do. But Samuel is so easy and coward. Look like he just hate to say anything he thinks he's going to hurt your feelings or make you feel bad or something. But you know, lots of times, it does you lots of good to feel bad once in a while. If it takes that to learn you a little bit of sense, make him feel bad. But one thing about me, I give them to know when I'm going to work, and I won't be home. Well, if you know I ain't home, don't come hunting on the job. I see them come out there where them folks working at. Sometimes two, sometimes more. One day I see three out there standing up in the field, and they standing up talking. Well, now, if you ain't going to work your health center, but no, don't nobody want you out there.
So all of the hands just stopped and
looking and talking. That's right. Sometimes George stood in, too. He driving the tractor, and somebody will go to him, to the tractor. Does he three out there around the tractor the other day. George setting up on the tractor, and they stand on the ground around the tractor.
And that was on somebody else's time.
That's right. And Fred Wood's time. He was having to pay for that.
Yeah. Well, I never see Samuel. I never run into Samuel now. I guess he's got all them friends.
No, he's all by himself now. When he's home, he's at home. When he get ready to go, he go by himself. But plenty of days he stay home all day since he been sick. And they don't come about it. I don't know where they decided to go to work or what become of them. But they don't bother him. He stayed there until his mom knock off from work.
Oh, yes.
And bring the car home. Sometimes he got somewhere to go directly after she get there. Sometimes he don't go till in the night. He ain't gonna hardly go if he wanna do something. He ain't gonna hardly go nowhere before David come. David, sometimes his mom bring him. Sometimes Samuel brings him. But you see, they ain't got but that one car. And he stays busy. I asked him. I said, well, now, what you gonna do with that thing there you've been working on all the time? He said, I'm gonna put it in the shop. So that's where it ought to went when it come here to the shop. I said, how you gonna, I said, who you gonna get to take it for you? He said, I think I'll use Mama's car and let her push it for me. I said, well, I'm glad. There ain't nothing. When he rides, he can always get a crowd to ride. When he ain't riding, he can't see no more.
Oh, that's the difference. He doesn't have a car.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Okay. But I thought, Doris, as much for it as I do, Sam. Because if he get out of fit, Doris got it to pay for.
Yeah.
Samuel ain't got nothing to pay for it.
Yeah. And she got to fix it to get to work.
Mm-hmm.
Miss Daisy, I was sorry to hear about Susanna, you know. I didn't know her, of course, like you did. But when I saw her down at the store, you know, she was just cutting up all the time.
Oh, yes.
And I figured she'd have more friends than anybody.
She didn't have any friends. She didn't make none. She didn't have nobody to visit her much.
Oh, really?
She didn't want him to visit her.
Oh, she didn't?
No. Well, it's just my juice if it is, I'll drink it.
Yeah,
well, I was wondering
drinking.
About that.
Well,
I was
wondering about it, too.
Yeah. Well, you have your juice. It'll get warm.
I will. I'll feel better. I ain't got to have no chance to go to the store. My juice, I think I drank it all yesterday morning.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'll get me some tomorrow.
You going to the store tomorrow?
I'm going to try to get James to carry me.
I see. You mean to town?
No.
To the down here?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you can go.
We can go now.
I mean, when you leave.
When you
mm-hmm.
But you need some juice.
Yes. Well, you home today?
Yes. Isn't that a change?
Ain't that enough?
It is so.
Well, it's nice to have a little visit again, Miss Daisy. I declare, I don't know what goes with all our time.
You don't know what goes with it?
Oh, I don't want to accomplish anything. I just...
You always go out there in that ground.
Yeah, right smart of it.
That's where you always go.
Yeah, you know, I run out of hay.
Tell you did?
I did. And you know that rain... It come at the right time.
That I think you say, you don't have some.
Yes, sir. I don't need any hay now.
Well, you will need it.
Yeah, well, but they got grass now. They don't. They
and
don't.
It's pretty.
Yeah.
You can see the grass from your place better than we can.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I tell you, it's a lot nicer, prettier around when the grass is out, ain't it? Than it
yes.
is after that old
yes.
that old dead grass ain't very pretty.
It ain't pretty at all.
That old dead grass.
Dead grass.
No.
Nothing dead ain't beautiful.
No.
It has to be living.
Yeah.
didn't go to Susanna's funeral?
Well, I had no convenience.
Yeah.
James, he was busy. But rightly when he left Sunday morning, I ain't seen him no more till Monday, I think.
Oh, really?
You know, when he get out Sunday morning, he get out early. Sunday morning is he do Monday.
Yeah.
Well, sometime I don't know when he come back. I don't see him no more till Monday. Well, they ain't but one car over there. Well, Doris, she didn't think much of Susanna, you see. She didn't think about her. And she didn't. I asked her, was she going? She said, no, she didn't think so. So she didn't go.
Well, I thought Doris would go to any of the people she knew.
Mm-hmm. People she knew.
Yeah.
Well, some of them she do, Mr. Miles, and some of them she don't. Mm-hmm. Well, you see, her and Susanna wasn't close enough for her to be interested about visiting.
Oh, really?
No. They didn't visit. Just sometimes she would go see Susanna. Sometime I'd get some flowers to take her, and I'd ask Doris to take me around there. So she would. She would take.
And his flowers was a little short.
Come on, Susan. That's what they say. I wasn't there.
Yeah.
I told her, well, I'm not surprised. So Susan didn't have any friends. She didn't make none. Then what she had, she thought it was better than what the most of the folks had.
Oh, that was it?
Yeah. So it didn't quite approve her much.
Well, now, I don't quite get that, Miss Stacy. How come that? How come she'd feel like that?
You just mean all I can say.
Because
I don't care how much you got or what you got. You ought to have sense enough sometime to stop and think. It's not yours.
Yeah.
It's just loaned to you to use a while. The day will come when you will leave what you got.
Yeah.
For somebody else to boss it. Or he'll leave you. So I think this. I don't care what you got, how much of it you got. I think you just ought to be thankful to the Lord. He let you keep it a little while. He just loaned it to you a little while.
Well, I didn't know she had so much.
She didn't. But what she did have, she thought so much of it.
Oh.
As I heard somebody say the other day, I reckon it was James, I don't know, that C.S. was going to rent that house, was going to rent Susanna's house. I said, my Savior, what a nerve. I said, he'd rather stay where I am and stay there. I say him to get to the house, he got to work. And to get in the house, they got to work. I said, my goodness, I wouldn't clean it out if I had somewhere to stay, you know. I'd stay where I was. I'd rather do that than clean up that house. You can't hardly see that house. We went by there. What?
Yes. All growed up.
All growed up. And inside of that house when I was there, it's just that full. It's just packed stuff. Just piled up in there. Well, you know, as long as she was sick, and she wouldn't allow nobody cleaned up. It's a mess. Oh, yes, it's a mess. I wouldn't clean it up to live in it for nothing. If I could get anywhere else to stay. She got too much in it. And it ain't a ring like mine. It's just all running together. But that's the way she wanted it.
Mm-hmm.
It's been folks there that wanted to clean it up and straighten it out. No. Let it stay like it is. She had a woman, the welfare giver woman, to come there and help her. But she couldn't clean up. She couldn't do it. Well, but I was surprised at this woman not doing what she wanted to. Yeah, but she didn't. Susanna didn't want you to move or jaw or nothing. Well, except let it set there. Oh. It's in my house. I never went there to ask her to make her some flowers once. I asked her, did she want me to sweep the floor? No. I didn't sweep. Let it stay like it is. Ain't nobody living in but me. I never asked that no more. Nope. But I thought, well, she's just too mean. She thought somebody might pick up something. Mm-hmm. She was just evil. Definitely she didn't have no flower. Well, I feel like this. If somebody always thinking somebody will steal something, if they get a chance, they'll do it. If they didn't have any money, they wouldn't think I was going to steal it. I told them, I don't want to steal nothing. Because, to tell you the truth, I didn't want nothing she had that I see. What
Miss Daisy, let me tell you. Now, when I first come down here, Susanna was... She just talked to everybody down there.
Uh-huh.
And you know, and she'd wear that dress, looked like she'd just sort of dash out behind her, wouldn't she?
Mm-hmm.
And she had that gay manner. She's talking mm-hmm. and flinging
mm-hmm.
her arms all the time.
Yes, she was. She was, for a while, you know, spry.
Yes.
And when she was, she used her energy. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
But you see, after she got old.
Well, I was thinking about when she was spry. Now,
mm-hmm.
she must have had a lot of friends then.
Well, she didn't. No. If she'd have had them then, Mr. Maher, when she got helpless and got down, well, then she'd have had them then. Next thing that she'd have them, they would have brought her some flowers. Now, I care for flowers while she lived, when she was over there in her house. When I had them, sometimes I'd get Buddy to take me down to the care flower vases.
She liked flowers?
Oh, she loved flowers.
Well, that's the reason all them bushes around her house.
The flowers, put them there. Yeah, I ain't gonna say that. I think them bushes high in there, cold, nobody wouldn't cut them down.
Yeah. She didn't grow any flowers?
Yes, she had a few flowers on her front.
Yeah.
But after she got sick, you know, Suzanne was sick a long time.
Well, I know, but I was sick in the back when she was spry, you know.
Oh. Okay. When she was spry, she didn't take much time at home, and she should. She had to go visiting. She had to go see what was you doing and what was I doing and where was I at.
Yes.
Where was you?
Yes.
She took more interest in other folks' business, trying to find out what other folks was doing, and she did her own plays. Well, you see why she was visiting. The weeds was growing.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't visiting in the weeds is growing up in my house.
Oh, but she done a lot of visiting.
Oh, yeah. She
well.
Suzanne would go down there that store. Stay hours at the time. Talking to Mr. Fred. Or talking to whoever was there.
Yes. Now,
she never bothered me. Of course, I never bothered her.
Yeah.
And I never bothered
her. Well, now, Fred
much.
And them fellas down there, they must have, if they talked to her for 2 or 3 hours at a time.
Well, she'd stay for that long. Well, you know, he don't care. The more he talk, the more he want to talk. The more you talk, the more he want to hear what you say.
Yeah. So they was two of a kind.
That's right. I bet he didn't care no flowers.
No. No, he wouldn't do that.
And I just wonder, what is they gonna do with her house? In her little bit of land there. I just wonder, what is Hubbard gonna do with it?
Rent it to CS.
Now that's what somebody said. But,
is CS lived down, is he your neighbor?
Mm-hmm.
I never have seen him.
You ain't ever seen him?
Is he walk or drive?
Drive. I think he got about 3 cars. Down there.
If one don't work,
he got another.
Maybe the other one will.
Ride all the time. You see, I think he must have can do pretty good on him himself. I never seen Cannon nowhere unless he in him.
Miss Daisy, I know CS.
Say you know him.
Oh, yes. He can't drive a nail.
Say he can't drive a nail? Well, he can sure drive a car.
Yeah.
But do you know, I am kind of surprised at CS, but it comes a time when you got to do whether you want to do it or not. Now, when C.S.'s grandmother, in her days, when she was with him, she raised him like that. His grandmother raised him. His mom raised him. As he grew up, he didn't have to do nothing. He wanted to.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Well, I knowed it.
Well,
if he wanted to do it, he done it. If he didn't, he didn't do it.
Yeah.
She didn't make him rake yards, cut wood, or nothing. Sis didn't do nothing but just what he wanted to do as long as his grandmother lived. But when she died, well, that brought about a change. Well, you see, he was grown then and married when his grandmother died. But I seen every morning going somewhere if I get up time enough to see him. So somebody was saying something about Sears. But then I said, well, I tell you the truth. I said, Sears didn't have to wait till his grandmother died. Next thing, his grandma left him a little bit of money to go on. But when she died, he went to work, and he works. I asked Buddy the other day, I said, well, Buddy, what is CS doing now? He said, I don't know exactly. So, but I think he is working in oranges. I think he's working out. They leave home about 8 in the morning. Well, sometimes 8, sometimes 10, sometimes 12, sometimes I don't know when to get back. I don't know.
You mean at night?
At night. I don't know when to come. I don't know whether they're home or not. Till in the morning, I see him getting ready to go. But when he go, he cares his family. But I think he cares the children over there to catch the bus, go to school. I think he got 3 children in school, 2 or 3 children. Well, his wife, she works down there by Mackintosh or somewhere down there. So when he get out, he has to take them out and get them placed, and then he go to his work. And at night, I reckon it all goes to Bowman. I don't know where it goes. Now she got, I think her mother and some sisters live at Bowman. He got a aunt lives in Micanopy. But I don't know how many children she got. I don't know where she got any. But I know Mildred got a bunch of folks in Bowman. Her mother and her sisters and her friends and her associates and her everything. So I say, when she knock off, she go there, visit with her relative. And I said, I guess they must eat there. They must eat the supper there every night. I said, but they should put some there from the cook for 5 heads, her husband and herself and 3 children. But I don't know what to do, but I know. Now and then, I see them come in early. Well, they ain't that long. They come in, do a little something, and go. Yeah. J.R., he come. Mr. Fred brings him every evening when they knock off. Fred brings him and his supper every evening. But down there to see us.
And nobody there?
Well, nobody there. I said the other day, I said, I reckon CS will be glad when he get warm so he won't have to sit out there in the cold. Well, if it was me and he was in my care.
You mean
J.R.?
J.R.
has to sit in the cold.
Yes, sir.
And wait for him.
But whatever to me, Coles. I don't know. They may be scared to let him in the house. But he sat out there on the porch. I'm saying. But I think, well, I know it was me. I'd either get home earlier and let him in the house, or fix, give him a key or something, so that when he come, he could get in the house. Well, you see, when Miss Bessie was home and able, he'd go there to the fire. And she said, sometimes she wouldn't have enough fire in there to heat a warm my two hands. Sometimes she'd have pretty good fire. Well, if he's just in the house, that means nothing. But she ain't home now. You just wander around there in the yard. Now he got a bunch of relatives in Bowdoin, but they don't seem to like him. They won't do nothing for him. He got, and he's not one that do care for him, or would care for him. My goodness, she's in Arizona. She, that was Addie.
Uh-huh.
Now she take care of him. She do what she could for him. She didn't think her house was too good for him. Yeah, but she left.
Miss Daisy, we was down there at your house one day. Don't you remember? Yes. And this car come back up that little lane from down there, Miss Liza's.
Who that?
I don't know who it was, but the woman was sitting in the front of the car, and she hollered at you to give C.S. a message.
Uh-huh.
And, you see, she didn't get out. She just sat there in the car and hollered at you, and you was way down there. So, time you got up there, she wanted you to let C.S. know that she had $25 that somebody had sent her for him for groceries. Mm-hmm. You remember that?
Yeah, I remember, but I know she told me to tell him that she had a package for me.
Oh.
But she didn't tell me what it was.
Oh, I see.
So she talked on. She said, I got some money. Tell him I got some money for him.
Yeah.
I said, well, if I see him, I'll show him. That was his aunt, a bright woman. Wasn't she? Stout, bright woman?
Yes.
That was his aunt. That was Pinky. Right. She lived down there at the Bowdoin. Well, I don't think she stopped until she got it done, because she come back up here that evening about dark, little before dark. So I asked Bud, I said, well, did Pinky find jail? He said, I think she did. He said she had some money for him that Adley sent.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So I think she gave it to him. I said, well, if she get it to him, she took it right back. They say, now that's what Miss Bessie used to say all the time. He go down there to Bowdoin, and they make him drunk, and they take all his money. Well.
Well, wait a minute now. Wait a minute.
This is
J.R.
Jail.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I thought it was somebody had brought something for
C.S.
C.S. Uh-huh. Am I wrong?
You're wrong. It was for jail.
Oh.
And that was his aunt.
Oh.
Pinky Harmon.
Oh. Well, I just got it wrong. That's fine.
Yeah. Everybody make mistakes sometimes.
Well, C.S. was down there, and J.R. was eating with him.
Mm-hmm.
At that time.
Mm-hmm.
I think.
Eating with who?
C.S.
Eating with C.S.? Uh-huh.
At that time. He'd already started coming down there.
Uh-huh. Well, J.R. was eating with him. Freddie had brought it.
Yes.
C.S. ain't gonna feed nobody.
No.
See, every evening, Freddie bring J.R. down there. He bring him a plate like that. Ooh. Sometimes it's a round, sometimes it's a long thing. But his food, let it be long or short, he got his food. And bring his milk. You need to worry about C.S. getting nobody nothing.
His, but C.S. and his wife both has got family down there at Boardman.
In Boardman.
Both of them.
I know his wife got folks down there. Well, her family would be his family. Mm-hmm. That's her husband.
Yeah.
And you see, C.S. wife, that's Lily Stokes' daughter.
And you know?
And she got a home there in Louisville.
You know Lily Stokes?
Yeah. Do you?
Is she?
I know her.
Is she pretty independent?
What?
Is she know how to take care of herself?
I don't think she gets out much.
Not now?
Not now. Right now, I never did know much about her. I just know her when I see her. She got a bunch of children.
Yeah.
You know. One of her daughters liked to kill her here last year. Did some what Clifford got. You see, Clifford, he married one of Lily Stokes' daughters.
I didn't know that.
And he did. Well, I don't know what happened. I don't know why, but I see this way. The girl was just crazy and wrong to jump on her mom and treat her like that. And she put in the hospital for a week or two. And they said if they hadn't stopped her, she's going to cut her to death.
Why, Miss Daisy?
Cut her mom to death. And then started, but I couldn't help from laughing. But they said when this girl come there, Clifford see her, and he see that nice that he went. He didn't try to stop her, and nothing. I said, he was trying to keep her from cutting him. He stayed there.
Well, now that sounds more like C.S.'s wife.
C.S. wife? I don't think C.S. wife bothered nothing.
Well, you don't...
I think she's the best one of them. That and C.S. got.
Well, I hate to think of the others.
And I think it's three or four more. And they put her mother in the hospital. They said it was there, down there at a Boardman, talking about it. I said, well, what was she cutting her mom like that? They said jealous. thought her mom was going with her husband, Clifford. I said, what a shame. I said, I believe. I said, I don't know. I said, but I believe she must have got over to some of that stuff, what they fixing. I said, I don't believe she's just done that natural. I still do. I believe she got over to some of that stuff, what they was making.
Yeah, it sound like it.
Yeah. It says she cut them all. I think she cut on the hand, once or twice on the arm, cut up here. Oh, man. Oh, she just cut her.
Well.
So, they was talking about, it said, somebody asked her down there one night, had she been to see her mother? So she told him, hell no. So if I go up there, I'm going to finish her. I said, she's alive. I said, she ain't going to do nothing to her up there in that hospital. I said, ill. She was out somewhere. I said, but she got plenty of protection up there in that hospital to keep her from cutting her anymore. But she got over it, but she's paralyzed, kind of. She can't use one of her hands. She just can't raise one of them. She can't do nothing for herself. I said, my Savior. I said, well, they'll shoot them, or they'll cut them, or they'll do anything to the parents now. Some of them will. They killed them. Sometimes.
And you think C.S.'s wife is one of the best one of them?
I think so, and it says she's mean as the devil.
Well, now that's what I thought.
They said she.
She got after me one time.
C.S.'s wife?
Oh, yes. And I'll tell you, I didn't linger around there.
Where was you at?
Down at her house. But I didn't go to see her. I went to see C.S.
Oh, yeah, right down there?
No, Don Boardman.
Oh.
He had a little house, Don Boardman. That time he couldn't pay his rent.
Mm-hmm.
And I had that old car over here.
Mm-hmm.
And I practically give it to him, you see.
Yeah.
And I went down there to see him about it, something or other.
Mm-hmm.
And he got something or other. He couldn't make it run. So she come out there, and she really let me have it. And I just took off up the road.
That's what the thing to do. Get away from there.
And she just...
I know some of them when I see them. Now I know this one Clifford got, and I know this one C.S. got. But now these others, I don't know.
Well, I didn't know she got after him.
I didn't either. I didn't know she'd been in behind him.
I tell you, I still flinch. I still scared whenever I think about that.
Well, you ain't got to go back down no more. You don't have to go right back.
Well, I like old C.S.
Yeah.
But I never seen him after that. But what, she wasn't tagging along or something?
That's right. I don't think you will.
Well, maybe we just better let him go on down and live in Susanna's house.
That's right.
Get them out of this neighborhood.
I don't care where they go.
No, I ain't going to bother them.
No, I ain't either. I know them. I know that down there. I know this one over here. And that's all.
Yeah.
I just know them.
Yeah. You know, when I first knew C.S. was that summer, about 1965 or 6, somewhere along there, when Mr. Bill Wynn had watermelons back here.
Mm-hmm.
And C.S. was on them trucks as hauling melons, you see, out of the field,
mm-hmm.
and putting them on the big trucks. And he'd come over here. Whenever he'd get a chance, he'd just slip off and come over here.
Mm-hmm.
He'd just come over and visit, talk.
Yes,
oh, I liked him. He was a nice fella. Oh, he talked.
As far as I knew of him, he's nice.
Yeah.
He just talks so much. He can just make the biggest plans. And ain't got a dime to go on.
Well, that's what yes. Huh? But it was right musical, wasn't it?
That's right.
It sounds.
Well, C.S. never was used to making no plans or working or nothing when his grandmother lived.
Yeah.
Well, now, his mother, she helps him a lot.
I tell you, Miss Daisy, you just can't help. They just need so much, you see.
That's right.
Why, it's just like filling up a well or something.
Mm-hmm.
That ain't got a bottom to it.
As I'm telling, the said piece, fear, it won't work. And he won't do nothing. I said, well, one thing about it, his mom would. His mother. I say, any time he get ready to go up there where she is, I say, he can go. I say, his whole family can go.
Well, I thought he had gone up there.
Huh?
I thought he went up there once, and I was surprised to find
him. You know, he ain't been so long come from there, Mr. Mars.
Yes.
For Christmas. She got him up there last summer. Sometime.
Yeah.
In the summer or spring or something. Because his wife, she come over here. And she stopped out of my house. And she told me she was going, where was that? Baltimore?
I don't know.
Well, we're up in there somewhere. And she said to me, she said, I'm going where his mother is. And I said, yeah. I said, you, your whole family? She said, C.S. don't want to go. I said, but me and the children's going. So I told him he could stay here if he wanted, but I wasn't going to stay. I'm going up there. She said, Miss Daisy, you see, she has helped me with the children, and she wants us to come up there so she can help. I said, yeah. I said, see if he don't want to go. She said, no. She said, but I'm going, me and my children. She said, his mother said, if we want to come, she'd send us our fare. She'd send a ticket. He said, no, we don't want to send him nothing. So I ain't going to tell her to send him nothing. I'm going to tell her to send me and the children fare. And when I know anything, she will come. And most ready to come back. But that don't make sense.
No, it don't.
No, that don't make sense.
He went too, Miss Daisy, sometime or other.
Oh, yeah, he went. After she went, well, then he went. I don't know whether Ella sent his fare. Oh, I'm satisfied she did. Of course, she didn't have. But you know, Mr. Miles, they didn't stay up there very long.
That surprised me.
No.
I was surprised. The first I knew they was back is when you told me they was living down here.
That's right. Well, they had been back a good while.
Yeah.
I don't know just when they come back, but when I knowed anything, they were back. And he was renting that house. Well, buddy told me that.
Yeah.
And I said, I wonder who
pays the rent.
Sir? And I said, I wonder who is Lloyd going to put in his house. But it says C.S. renting. I said, where is C.S.? He said, he's rolling on. He's somewhere. I don't know where he was, the boardman or where he was. And sure enough, C.S. rented. Because he in there.
I'll bet you Lloyd's making big money off of him.
Oh, for who?
C.S.
Bet you he making big money. Seemed to me like somebody said he charges $25 a month, I believe, or a week or something. I don't know what, but Lord is one of them kind, he's going to get everything out of you he can.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
If you owe him money?
Huh?
If you owe him money, he going to get it?
Yeah.